What is up? Welcome to the Tri-State Fantasy Baseball Card Show. I'm Greg. It's February 10th, 2022. We have no idea what's going on with the CBA. So if you're a baseball fan, what are you probably doing right now? Going to check out your baseball cards because we have nothing better to do waiting for the players to get their stuff together with the owners. So it got me thinking, might as well cut a little podcast about some potential buys for players specifically already in the MLB. I'm not talking about the prospects like we have done in prior episodes of this podcast, but we're going to be looking at guys that are already in that you could buy right now and potentially sell this year. I mean, we're not even talking about a long turnaround. Guys that we got to get before the season opens because they might be white hot, just like Vlad Guerrero was last year. You might have missed that opportunity to buy, but if you listen back on the podcast, I did say that was a very high likelihood for that to happen. So who is the 2022 players that I'm targeting to have a nice turnaround or a spike in their card value, maybe coming off of a bad year, maybe coming off of not living up to their potential? And for me, there's no one better, and I'm going to work you through some of the numbers right now, than Eloy Jimenez. The dude can absolutely hit. Major injury last year, missed 5 months of the season, came back, still was able to swat home runs. But it seems like the baseball card community is completely out on this guy, and I can't understand why. The guy was a monster prospect, and there was nothing other than an injury. I mean, there's an actual reason why he had a somewhat down year. And when I listen to, you know, other fantasy baseball podcasts, I hear people saying he had a down year. I don't really think he had a down year either. But yet, baseball cards right now are dirt cheap on him, and I'll walk you through some of those numbers. So if you listen to this podcast, the number one thing you should do, go check out eBay as soon as it's over, because you could probably get a cool card for Eloy before he gets white hot. Flip a couple, keep a couple for the long-term investment. But he's my number one buy, and I'm going to, you know, on this podcast, I'm going to purchase some that I feel like are already at the value, way under compared to what it'll be, you know, in just a couple of months. So Eloy, what did he do last year? In 2021, he missed a lot of time. He only had 213 at bats, but he still hit 10 home runs, 37 RBIs, and he had a 249 batting average. He slugged 437. So on-base percentage, on-base plus slugging, 740. So those numbers are very respectable for a power hitter in Chicago. You know, 10 home runs and 213 at-bats. The year before that, though, I mean, let's go back to 2020 in that COVID-shortened season. He also only had 213 at-bats. He hit 14 home runs, 41 RBI. So we're talking about 40 home run potential very easily. But check this out. 296. He played every game except for five games that year. It was, again, the 60-game season. He played 55. 296. He had an 891 on-base plus slugging. I mean, monster numbers for this guy that you can get a card for dirt cheap right now. So, I mean, he has always had that elite prospect pedigree. You know, he wasn't rated as high as someone like Vlad, but I mean, he was in that tier, and it just seems that, you know, the fantasy world, the baseball card world, it seems like we're really withdrawn from him right now, and I really don't understand. And at age 22 in 2019, he already had 31 home runs. So I think 40 home runs, very easy for him. I mean, we don't know if there's going to be a full season, but I mean, that his age 23 in 2020, a 891 on base plus slugging, close to 300 batting average. I mean, I just don't get it. You know, just putting it into eBay right now, Eloy Jimenez baseball cards. You can get, I mean, look at this deal. I had to even check to make sure it was true. 2021 Topps Inception on card auto. Out of 100, $20 for an on-card auto. I mean, I'm literally going to purchase this right now. $20 on Card Auto. You're not going to find that everywhere. That's just a really awesome deal. But just keep putting his name into eBay. I see right underneath that Panini Flawless Auto, 2 out of 10. It's got 8 bids. It's got one day left, but $10.50. And this guy's selling a couple of these Inceptions. I'll buy one, you take the other one. Ridiculous. You know, think about if you saw a Vlad Auto out there right now. And I mean, I think this guy could have similar numbers to that. I own this card already, his Eloy Jimenez rookie autograph. So on his paper first, he has a authentic autograph. That's 130. I still think that that's going to be worth 300, you know, within the calendar year. This one's a little high. Someone wants 80 bucks for, you know, a rookie gold, but... another one, Topps Inception. What is this? $25, number 12 out of 100. So Topps Chrome Eloy 9 mint slab, $19 for a guy that can hit over 40 home runs, have a decent average. I cannot believe the value that he is. So by far, not even in the atmosphere of anyone else I'm going to talk about. Eloy Jimenez baseball cards are dirt cheap for a man that I think in a season that he'll be healthy, will be white hot. You'll have no problem getting a return investment on this. I strongly recommend you look for it. Even in the fantasy side of everything, you know, he would be probably going in a couple of later rounds. You know, I don't have that data in front of me right now, but it just seems like everyone's out on him. I'm in on him. I think you should be too. Check out his numbers. Do a little bit of the homework for yourself. But he is a monster. And if you look back at his minor league numbers, you know, he batted 318, 333, 312, 329. So, I mean, he has the pedigree of a high average hitter with a lot of home runs. And I don't see it being any other way because he's already proved that the home runs aren't going to go. His batting average has dipped. But, I mean, for his value, you got to think that he's going to absolutely blow away his investment. You know, so check him out. So that's like my big buy. You know, behind him I still am in on Alex Kirilloff. And if you look at him, he's another guy coming off of an injury. You kind of see my theme behind today's episode. You know, get these guys that are coming off of injuries. Alex Kirilloff is a little bit of an interesting one. He's not a full guarantee like you saw from, I think Eloy is. Kirilloff has a little bit of an injury track record. He batted 251 last year and 215 at-bats. He had 8 home runs, 34 RBIs. So, again, you know, things that are they're respectable for who he is. That was his first year in the majors, and he had a wrist injury, which, you know, we all know that wrist injuries are, you know, huge for baseball for their swing. So he had a tough time coming back from that. But another guy that in the minor leagues can absolutely hit, you know, at age 20 in the minor leagues, he had a 348 batting average, a 970 on base OPS. So, you know, he had 20 home runs and 101 RBIs. The 101 RBIs in the minors, it's crazy. You know, then he followed it up with a 283. So he was able to really put together solid years. He's got a great bat. You know, his dad was a batting coach, so he, you know, he's got the pedigree, he's got the minor league numbers behind it. His one year in the majors was a completely injury dominated season. Injuries are going to be a concern with him. He's 20, you know, he'll be 24 this upcoming year. But I think it's something, you know, I think he's a solid investment. Once again, he had 8 home runs, 34 RBIs. He batted 251 last year. So as he gets a full year in, he's more comfortable. And not only that, but if you looked at his IL stints last year, it was choppy. He didn't get a lot of time to, you know, sit and marinate in the majors. You know, he got comfortable and then he was back on. So, you know, when being healthy, I think he can really go back to those high average, a decent amount of home runs. He plays in Minnesota, so there's that. But, you know, keep that in mind. You know, it's not a lock, but, you know, just looking at it, I see something that would interest me right now would be 2017 Bowman High Tech prospect card, on card auto. Someone's looking for $60 for that. I'm seeing, you know, a lot of more stuff on him, you know, smaller. You know, I see a lot of card lots, you know, with the rookie insignia on it. You know, I just love the Topps Bowman rookie insignia. You know, someone wants $5 for a Finest Flashback. You know, I see a couple of purple Topps rookie card, the one where he's sliding down there, you know, $3.60. I kind of like that for a purple, you know. I'll put a bid in on that. And then down the line, someone's looking for $40 for the same exact card. So, I mean, you all know eBay is completely all over the place. But, you know, it's something that you could look at and get a good feel of where this guy's value is at. And for him, you know, $60 again, $60 looks like what you could spend for an auto. And this one's even better. This is an 86 on-card autograph. It looks real nice. It's got it's one of those flashback type of cards. He's got a great signature. And I get so caught up in these cards because, you know, I see him again for first only, you know, a couple of bucks here or there. And you just get excited because, you know, this kid can completely outperform these numbers. And I don't know, you know, if you're on the collecting side of it, get them now before, you know, they're almost uncollectible. If you're on like a financial side of this, get the cards now before and then flip them. Especially some of these are in lots. You know, you could divide up your lot. 12 Alex Kirilloff card, rookie cards for, it's got a starting bid. It's got 7 minutes left for $2. Obviously, by the time you're listening to this, that won't be available. I might even have it. Because, you know, you could divide them up and then sell some in a couple of months when he's performing well in the majors, which I think he is. Or you can keep them for your own collection. My last one is a little bit more of a risk. I talked about him last year a little bit. Bobby Dalbec. And the thing that I like about Bobby Dalbec as far as a baseball card perspective, other than fantasy, you know, you're going to have to he'll be, you know, a later round flyer, but he has major pop. But, you know, there's a little bit more risk with the baseball card market. The thing you can count on is the market in which the baseball player plays. Being a Boston Red Sox player that could hit home runs, there's some value in that. You know, and in fantasy, it doesn't matter what team you play for. It's, you know, he has to put up the numbers. But in, you know, there's the Yankee factor in baseball cards that, you know, sells those cards higher. I think Boston is, you know, a lesser version of that. And for a guy that I could see a team or a market or a town, a fan base rallying behind, I think Bobby is that. He's not young though. I mean, he had his age 26 season. He had 25 home runs. He batted 240. But if you remember, a lot of that was when he was hot towards the end of the year. You know, he was down in like those low 220s. So really put together a back end of the year that was respectful. And, you know, I'm just looking up the splits right now for you. He is someone that is going to be able to hit a lot of home runs over the monster. He's someone that you can count on. He's not going to be an all-star, but he's got extremely cheap cards right now. Where is, you know, $65 for an on-card auto. So even a little bit higher than Kirilloff. So, I mean, that's why I liked Kirilloff at my number two spot for buys. But a dollar here for a cool rookie card. Here's an on-card auto, the rookie rated. I like this value a lot. It's got 2 days left in. $550 for a number out of 75. I'm literally, you could hear me type in my bid right now. I'm going to put a bin in up to 10. It's a beautiful card. You know, I would probably go up to, you know, go even a little bit higher here. I'll place a bid up to 24. Maybe that gets it done. It's on card, rookie rated, blue shimmer. You know, if you want to outbid me here for it, it's got two bids already. I'm putting in a bid. Confirm my bid. It actually, Jumped the bid. I put it in for 10 originally. Let's go to 24. And see if it takes it. And putting it in. And what did it do here? It. So someone has it above 20. 24 again. And it took it at 22. So $22. That would be awesome if I could get this. You know, maybe I go up to 30 here with it. I do like the rookie rated. I optic isn't as good as your tops, your chromes or anything like that, but it's a pretty good value for the card. You could get guys a little bit cheaper. This one's cool. 2021 top triple threat for $26. His first autograph. Wow. Look at this. Only 1750, a lot of time left on that. You know, I'm expecting that to go much higher. Topps Inception Red Sox for 50. I mean, it just makes me go back to that, buying that Eloy card, because I can't believe I found that right now. That was ridiculous. So Bobby Dalbec, a player that's going to be playing in a nice market. They kind of messed around with him a little bit, but I think he secured that up last year by hitting towards the end of the season. I think he, being in Boston, will always have some market for him. In the baseball community, fantasy, he's a lot more risky because, you know, you can't rely on someone just being a Boston Red Sox fan or in absolutely wanting him. But it is something that you should consider. Here's the split. I'm just going to his splits. And I want to go to 2021. Let's see what he did in the second half of the year. Home away, first and second half of the year. I mean, look at this. So in the first half of the year, he batted 219 in his first 258 plate appearances. He had 10 home runs, 36 RBIs. In his last 195, he had 15 home runs, 42 RBIs, and had a 270 batting average. I mean, I thought it was even better. I'm glad I did that. Even better than I thought. So my last buy of the day, Bobby Dalbec. He is playing Boston, so there's a market for them for that. He got a 270 in his last 61 games of the year with 15 home runs. I think he secured up that starting spot in the Boston organization. Card's very cheap right now. I just put in, a bid while doing the podcast on this awesome optic rookie rated blue shimmer. You have time. Feel free to outbid me on it. You got two days and 6 hours to get that in Saturday, 7:05. So if you hear it before then, feel free to go outbid me for it. But I might return the favor. So three buys of the day. Eloy, by far number one. I mean, just do yourself some service. Even pause the I'm ending the podcast, but you know, pause it, go look for them. Crazy, crazy value from that. Not even in, I can't even think of a player. You know, I'm stretching a little bit with the Kirilloff or Dalbec because they're a good talking point, but I can't even think of a player in, you know, this atmosphere of how crazy Eloy's value is right now. But Bobby and Alex Kirilloff, they're two solid players, definitely could hit. Kirilloff more average and, you know, still power. So I liked him, you know, in my second spot today. And then Bobby on the opposite side. Young players that can hit a lot of home runs that play in a traditional organization. So those are my three. Feel free to email me at tristatebreakers@gmail.com or, you know, send me a message on Twitter, or if you could subscribe or follow this podcast. I like doing it. I don't do it as often as I like, but I do enjoy reading your emails, and it's pretty cool when I get to see, you know, a review or two as well. So if you enjoyed it, follow us, you know, and if not, then totally cool too. Hope you're doing well, and hopefully baseball is back soon. We out.